Christian humility is intimately connected with the honest answer to the question, who am I? There is a story once about a very rich woman who threw a party, having her servants around her create an atmosphere of great joy was what she desired. Suddenly, one of her servants spilled coffee all over her new dress. In a fury, she started screaming and saying, "You'll be fired. You'll never work here again." One of her friends, a Christian, came up to her and said, "You should give her a raise because she showed you who you are." The moral of the story is, we hide our true identity from others and from ourselves most easily when we have a good job, when we are respected, when we feel healthy, in one word, when things are okay or even great. It's very easy not to see the true you. When things are bad, when you're feeling pain, when you're misunderstood, look in the mirror. You will see who you really are. This is not to make you feel humiliated, but the Christian virtue of humility is to be able to honestly look at yourself to see how you are blessed and to see what you need to fix. So the next time you are having a hard time, consider it a blessing, because life will reveal to you the answer to the question, who am I? I'm not as patient as I thought I was. I don't have the same sense of humor that I did when things were going well. But the great thing about those tough times is sometimes you see your strength and the way God has blessed you, because even when you are in pain, you can do great things for other people. You know, all over the United States, there are these no dumping signs. We don't want to litter. We want to take care of our environment. But how often do we come home and dump on our families? We have a bad day at work. We come home. We yell at the kids. We yell at the husband, yell at the wife, and kick the dog, and don't even talk to the cat, because we had a bad day. So we dump on people. These poor people, especially children, will think, what did I do wrong? Nothing. Families have the great tragic situation of being a convenient source of dumping our problems on them. Wouldn't it be great and wonderful for you to have a horrible day, to feel bad, and to come home and say, what good can I do for my family? How can I support my children, my husband, my wife, my friend, even take the dog out for a walk? I'm feeling horrible today. What good can I do? That's a Christian, that in your pain, in your insecurities, in your tenacious or tenuous grasp on life, you smile and you say, I am doing quite bad today. Maybe I can make someone else's life better. Then your family doesn't become an obstacle, a reason for your failure, a place where you can expend your anger, but your family becomes a blessing to you, where in spite of what has gone wrong with you today, you can do well for others. And then you will say, in the tough times, I was able to answer the question, who am I? A person who, even when they are feeling bad, who has been hurt, when I am in that situation, God has blessed me with the courage and the strength to do good to my family, not to dump on them, but to say nice things and to pray to God to help me. So tough times can also show you what a great blessing you have received from God and how you have worked with His grace to be a better person. Dumping is not good for the environment, and it's especially not good for the family. What's good for the family is for everyone to help each other, especially when they're in pain. Slava Jesus Christus.